You're listening to SBS News.
Mandish Kelsey was working in Peru when coronavirus hit. She wasn't worried to begin with, as she had a flight home booked for June, but it was cancelled. Since then, she hasn't found a way to return to Australia.
What I miss most about Australia is my family and friends. I'm here by myself in Peru, and I'd really just like to be with them again.
While the federal government faces calls to open its own quarantine facilities to help get stranded Australians home, it's again shifted the responsibility to the states. Transport Minister Michael McCormack has written to the premiers asking them to take more international arrivals.
Just to clarify, are those letters a request or a demand or an instruction?
No, those letters are telling them that that's what they in fact need to do.
But the opposition leader Anthony Albanese doesn't believe writing letters is enough.
Oh look, if only the Deputy Prime Minister had some influence. He's writing a letter.
The government's plan is to bump up international arrivals across the country to 6,000 a week. To do this, New South Wales, Queensland and Western Australia have been told to take another 500. And the South Australian Premier, Stephen Marshall, has agreed to take another 360.
We've got to play our part in the repatriation of Australian citizens.
The Queensland Premier, Anastasia Palaszczuk, says she'll consider taking more arrivals when they have the capacity to do so.
I mentioned to the Deputy Prime Minister that I would be more than happy to look at taking more Australians here.
But according to a spokesperson from her office, the Premier was not consulted about the number of 500 per week. The West Australian Premier, Mark McGowan, also not consulted.
I am unaware of this. This is news to me. I would have thought these things should be discussed at National Cabinet rather than a letter being released to the press.
If Queensland or Western Australia decide to opt out, New South Wales might too. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says her agreement is conditional on what other states do.
I've agreed on the basis that the other states double what they're currently taking. It would still only be about a third of what New South Wales is doing, but it certainly means that they'd be sharing the load more.
The issue is expected to be high on the agenda at National Cabinet on Friday. Lucy Murray, SBS News.